Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. We are in lab number 7, exercise 2, where we're going to incorporate push notifications. So this is going to allow us to accept push notifications from the Windows Notification Server and Azure hosted service so that our app can display those notifications to update text on the tile on the start screen, or modify its badge or add a glyph to the tile. The first step is to configure our app to listen to the correct channel or service, or rather to receive messages from a particular package by a particular publisher. And we're going to do that by modifying the package.appx manifest. So let's go ahead and open that up. And per the instructions, we are going to make some changes in the packaging tab. The first thing we're going to want to do is change the build name. All right, and so this is, again, just a way of ensuring that to the Windows Notification Services, we are who we say we are. We are authorized to receive messages from them, all right, because we're going to have to register out and say, hey, send me a notification too at this URL or this IP address. Then change the package display name to Contoso Cookbook. So we'll just get rid of that. And then also the publisher display name will need to be Contoso instead of Robert. All right. And then finally, I think we're going to need to choose the certificate. And again, this will verify that we are who we say we are. So choose certificate on the publisher line, then select file. And we want to choose the Contoso PFX from the ensuing dialog, and it'll be in the certs folder of the starting materials. So recall that I'll be pulling it from this winappdev_js, which has all the resources that are needed. There's this data folder, we actually need the certs folder. Yeah, that's what we want, the Contoso PFX. So let's go ahead and select choose certificate. And we want to select from file. And here we're going to go to desktop. We're going to go to the winappdev_js or wherever you have Contoso cookbook source code and additional files installed. Go into the certs folder, and we're going to select the Contoso PFX and click OK. And let's save all of that. All right, so that completes the first task. Task number 2 is going to be subscribing to push notifications. So we are going to, as it says here, to subscribe to a push notification, an app receives a notification channel from the Windows runtime and passes the URI of the channel to a service. So when the service wants to update a tile, it calls WINS or Windows Notification Services using the channel URI. So we're going to create a push notification channel, and that'll create a three-way handshake between our app, our copy of Windows 8, and the Windows Notification Service. So the Windows Notification Service registers our request, and so now whenever there's a new message to be sent out, the Windows Notification Services will notify each of the computers that have registered with it that a new message is now available, or it'll be sent to each computer, and so then the Windows 8 computer will notify our app, and our app will then update the tile. So again, just think three-way handshake between our app Windows and the notification service. So let's start by adding all of these aliases at the very top of the default.js file. So I'm going to put it right here with all the other notifications. We're working primarily in the Windows.UI, Windows.networking, and Windows.security namespaces for things like push notifications, connectivity, cryptography, so the encoding of the message, and so on. All right, and the next thing that we're going to need to do is to find the activated event handler and add these before the if app session state history statement in order to subscribe to push notifications each time the app starts up. All right, so We are here, I believe, in my file. It's around line 60. So we're creating something called a tile updater and a badge updater in order to create a tile update manager and a badge update manager. All right, so we're going to clear out all the current tiles and badges. Then we're going to register for push notifications. So we're going to get an internet connection profile, which will include things like our IP address and so on. We're going to work with another manager, this time the push notification channel manager. And as you can see here, it's going to take some, after it is created, then we want to run the following code, which will create a buffer and a URI. Ultimately, what we want to do is make a call using the XHR function to call out to this Contoso Recipes 8 Cloud App.net out on Windows Azure. And we're going to pass it, call me back at this address. So this URI represents our address. We want it to be secure, so we're running it through this cryptographic buffer and encoding it to base64 so that it works well as a in a query string like we see here. And we'll come back to this type equals tile and change that at the very end of this lesson. But essentially, we want the tile to be updated, and there's also a badge option, which we'll see in a little bit. So once we're able to make that call out to this service out on Azure, then we want to, if there's any problem, we want to say, hey, show a pop-up that says we're unable to open the push notification channel. Okay, so let's move on here. And let's go ahead and test this out. And this is going to take a little bit of patience. In fact, I'll probably edit this video considerably in order to accommodate the long-running time that would probably require. But for the next 20 minutes after we run our application, the Windows Notification Service will call us and anybody else who's currently running and send them the current messages that are in queue. And I think they just loop through the same 5 messages or so. All right, so let's go ahead and run the app. All right, and so now let's go ahead, and I think the next instruction was to, once we have run the app, we can return to Visual Studio and stop debugging and close the app. Now go back out to the start screen and just hang out here for a while. And you can see we get the first update came. There's the second. After 2 minutes, Fried Dumpling comes back. And Roasted Sausages. And so we could continue watching it, but I think the point is well made. Okay, so now the instructions tell us to demo and something different. We can look at changing this from type equals tile to type equals badge. And so now we're going to register for different information. Let's run it. Okay, and now that we've run it, let's go ahead and exit out. And now go to our home screen and wait for Contoso Cookbook to... Okay, and so about 2 minutes went by and we finally get this little notification of the, I guess it's the number of messages that are queued up or the number of recipes in the cookbook. I'm not sure what that number actually represents. It'll probably tell us here in the instructions. Now, let me just, notifications doesn't really say about what this number represents. I think it might even be random. If this doesn't come up for you and you switched it like I did, one thing to try is to click uninstall and then rerun the Contoso cookbook, and then it should pop up correctly for you. So this is very cool. I can see lots of applications for both of these, whether it be a numeric notification or live tiles. If you're using Windows 8, you can see how certain news-related apps, like news or sports and the weather and the investment app, are already taking advantage of this feature. So that's very neat. So the real question now is, hey, what do I need to do on the Windows Azure side to make this data available to all the users of my app? And so what you use is Azure Mobile Services, and the best way to get started with that is to go through this series of tutorials that were created by Scott Guthrie and his team to create a sample, and you can see just how easy it is to incorporate a new mobile service into your existing Windows 8 app or create one from scratch. And again, great tutorial and walkthrough. So I highly encourage, if you need that back-end functionality that will publish these notifications, you definitely want to look there. All right, so I think there's one more thing we're going to need to do in this lab for exercise 3, and that will be to incorporate scheduled toasts. All right, that'll be fun. So we'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you. Mm-hmm.